But did you know that they are doing funding for transsexual surgeries on animals?
Oh my gosh.
That's a real thing. I left for milk the day he turned 18. If he doesn't have kids already.
You know the real story behind that?
No.
Don't go saying that on the internet. The women will know.
What? Tell me. Hey everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours, where business is done right and conversation is done real. Christopher, Leslie, lovely family, you know. Let's get into the fucking news. It's been a while. Okay. How have you been? Since I obviously haven't seen you in 3 weeks yet either, just like anyone else.
Where have I been?
I don't know. We've been magically gone from the internet for 3 whole weeks.
Well.
Where did I go?
Into the delirious land of bronchitis.
Yeah. Well, everyone got influenza A and then B, C, D, E, F, fuck me. It was bad. I was dead to the world for probably 96 hours straight.
Yeah. Got up for water and 2 spoonfuls of soup and back to bed.
I couldn't even remember that. I thought I didn't eat it all. It was very bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that sick. I still have like a nasally, you know,
little remnants.
Yeah, cough. Because it went 4 days dead, wake up feeling great. Let me go back to work.
And then you get in the car and,
Oh, no, no. I got to work. And I was like, you know, I'm a little delirious. It's not great. But then I got out of the car and it's probably 12 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and it was like my water broke. Everything from my head till my ankles was soaked. Sorry, a little bit TMI here, but I felt like I didn't feel this happen. Mm-hmm. And I've been told
it just all of a sudden was.
It just was. That's how kids are made. Just whoops, whoosh, there we go. And a baby's born. That's how I felt. So the fun part was, this is, you know, Wednesday after being out from Sunday or Saturday.
Like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. Whenever I went to work, yeah. Where I carefree to go to work. Exactly. For some reason, I couldn't then charge my car. I had my charger, but it was so cold. I had to sit in my own filth for another 4 hours before I could drive the hour and 20 minutes home.
Yeah.
I didn't work. No, God. I laid like this staring at the ceiling.
In Delulu land.
Customers coming in. Are you okay? White as Snow White. It was bad.
Where was Alex with an IV when you needed him?
He apparently doesn't have any. So, you know, I've seen Alex. You know, he's in town. Yeah. He's a different man. He's just changed.
Positive?
Positively. He's been working out.
Good for him.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed, I've lost some weight. It's very not noticeable because it's all my legs have gone and then my waist is kind of shrunk up.
A lot of that is probably sickness.
Don't undermine my achievements.
Okay.
I've worked hard. What is that? A fucking warhead face? I worked hard. That's a lot of sleep and a lot of not eating. Okay?
I wish I could go to sleep and wake up with a 6-pack.
Bowflex, you're not stealing this one. but I think that next day I went to sleep again for a couple more days. And like Snow White rose from the grave. And all of a sudden it was bronchitis.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. If I tried to hit a vaporizer, it was death. And my voice was gone. I could not speak. So we couldn't record. Couldn't make content. And the world was definitely on fire. Sorry. I know we said.
Very interesting video being in Delulu land though, because who knows what would have been said. And then you just send it off to Alan and Alan be laughing. And
there was possibilities there. I really thought of like doing a solo head video with the, hey, 50 interesting facts you don't give a shit about. Just like all the other influencers out there.
Just a floating head in the universe.
Yeah, you know, just. Donald Trump's been in office this entire time we've been gone.
Were you even alive for the inauguration of that?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. I remember watching clips.
I don't recall either. Time is blurred.
It's time, very blurred. We've had a child's birthday.
Yeah.
And he's also been sick during his birthday. He got sent home early on his birthday. So we didn't have to really celebrate. As sad as we'll it
make
is.
That up to him when he feels
he gets
good.
Everything always. That's true. I'm just saying. He gets everything always. And I'll say that on the internet. I love my son. But one extra day where he gets everything anyway?
You've created the monster.
Yeah, well, that's what they say in the fucking book you're supposed to do. Like, oh, give him everything. Give him all the patience in the world.
If you spoil your children, you will raise your grandchildren.
I left for milk the day he turned 18. If he doesn't have kids already.
You know the real story behind that?
No.
Don't go saying that on the internet. The women will know.
What? Tell me.
So back when women were more so property, there was a makeup artist that was getting fed up with seeing bruises on these women and covering them up with her makeup. So she,
when was this?
When women were still property.
I don't think there was makeup like that back then, but I don't know.
Women found ways, obviously. But anyway, she concocted a poison that these women would take home to their husbands and put in their food or their drink. And so when the cops would come looking for him because he didn't show up to work, his parents had not heard him, his friends had not seen him, they'd ask the wives, and they're, I don't know, officer. He left for milk and he hasn't been back. So that's why.
So the running joke is that I would die.
By my hand.
That's a confession, everyone. We got him.
Oh, my God.
We got him. No, but...
That's where that story originates.
I spoil my kids. Yes. As little time as I get with them in the week, I spoil the fuck out of them. We know this. I accept this.
The nicer you are, the meaner I have to be.
That's also kind of bullshit.
Balance.
It doesn't happen. There's times where I'm mean. There's times where you're mean. And then there's times where I regret that I'm not mean enough. And I will always take the fact that I regret I'm not mean enough over I was too mean. I think I've been... Valid. Legitimately too mean twice, and I've apologized for it.
For ourselves.
Yeah, like I've apologized to my now 8-year-old one time because I really laid into her about something hella petty. Sat her down, apologized. My 4-year-old, now 5-year-old, doesn't really fucking understand, and I don't want him to understand, but I still felt bad about laying into him once. I didn't really like lay into him physically. It was more an emotional, like, if I remembered that, I would probably... be fucked up a little.
We do well for ourselves though, because like therapy statistics say that if you grow up with an angry man in your house, there will always be an angry man in your house. And we have both grown up with angry individuals and do not really reflect that.
Yeah. But now that I'm on testosterone, I don't know if I've talked about this, but I'm prescribed testosterone because I had saggy titties for a minute. Not anymore. It's nice to have a boost. You don't seem to mind, but there is one side effect.
Oh, huh? I was going to say I was also happy to fix my sagginess as well. So I
yeah, yours just cost $15,000. Then who's counting? What was I saying? Because now I'm just thinking of tits.
Testosterone.
Yeah. The one side effect that nobody talks about is it's not so much you get angry. It's the snappiness. Like the comebacks are there. Way too quick.
I think the first couple of days after your shot, you're definitely angry.
I would say more like testy. You know what I mean? Like quicker. The point being, but it's more like I'm ready before there's a conflict for a conflict. Like I'm more eager to a situation that I shouldn't usually be eager into.
I see that. But it's like you asked me at one point, many moons ago, years ago, what changed with me? And I said, if you're looking for a reason to be mad, you will find it.
Yeah. So I feel like I just find reasons to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very hyper aware when I have an issue with something. It's an issue, but I feel like the upside is definitely worth more than some of the testy trial and error I'm going through. You know what I mean? I'm not murdering anyone. I'm not constantly coming home angry.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm just in a bad mood all the time where it's fight or fuck. I understand the drive for both of those things, one more so than the other. But I can see the downside that some people would like, if they weren't as aware as certain people, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like I see it a lot quicker and I'm like, oh, that's a road I don't want to go down. Have some fucking chai tea. The one downside is I curse a little bit more than I would like, and I'm trying to curb it because it, even as much as I do curse, it's a little excessive lately.
Yeah.
In times where it shouldn't be. Like, I love the word cunt. I love it. I say it all the time. Cunt is my favorite word. I'm trying to curb the cursing in front of the children because now they're of an age where they go back to their friends at school and they say things.
Especially CJ.
Yeah. This is why the little fucker is. Loves a bad word. Yeah, and he asks about it all the time.
I didn't tell you what he did today.
What did he do?
Right after you told him he could have half.
Oh, so he's sick and he's home from school because it was his birthday the other day and he got sent home with 101 fever. We've got it under control. We're good parents. Don't fucking question me. It was his birthday. So everyone gave him Mr. Beast Feastables. Nanny, it's your fucking fault. So these Feastables are now on his mind 24/7. How many times did he ask you today alone?
Easily 100 times.
Easily 100 times. So I get a video call, video chat. Leslie isn't in the room.
Well, I'm next to him, but...
Oh, I thought the first time he called, you were in the kitchen.
Oh, that's right, I was.
So you're in the kitchen. Somehow he FaceTimes me. He's just turned 5. Dad, I asked Mom for a Feastables, and she didn't want to give me, and it made me really sad. I just want a Feastables. Can I have a Feastables? And it was genuinely sadness in the middle of a very nice financially day. And I wasn't about to fuck it up. And I'm like, sure, son, you can have half. I love you, Dad. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Runs to Mom. Dad said I could have it. And I was like, oh shit. That means he asked Mom.
No, I told him after, on the 102nd time he asked me, I was like, you know what, call Dad. Or he asked if he could call you, and I said, yeah, spoiler. Sure, go ahead. So I'm putting the chairs up because I'm getting ready to do the sweep and deal and whatnot. And I hear him talking to you from the living room. He said, Mom, Dad said I could have half. And I'm like, bring it over here. Let me hear Dad say that just to make sure he's not trying to pull a fibberoonie.
He's usually good about not straight lying, though. Not straight lying. The idea is not that you tell him to do something. He's like, I did it, which I do appreciate. There are times where he tries to misconstrue words intentionally to benefit himself, and he's getting too good at it.
Yeah.
Because he'll ask something, and then he'll say something, nanny or, you know, sissy, and then it's like, well, sissy said this, and no.
Anyways, you said yes, all cool and dandy. I said, okay, give me a minute because I'm putting the chairs up.
Yeah.
And he gets off the phone with you, and I go to sit on the couch and hand it to him, and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. Immediately.
No.
Like, why would you do that to me? I'm sitting here trying to give you a piece of the candy you've been asking for all day. And what's that?
It is for 4 hours after I've been home. And you could have brought this up at any time before I gave him more candy, before we watched TV, before we hung out.
This is true, but it happened probably at noon, and when he called you, I think that was when you were at lunch. So I wasn't telling you then, and then I saw on the square that it was out of control today at work. So I'm not going to bug you when you do an open heart surgery, more or less.
Open electronic discovery.
So I was like, yeah, I'll just wait till you get home, and then I've got mom brain because that's
mind.
7 hours later. I'm not thinking about it.
Our son gave you the double bird.
He was happy about it, too.
I understand. It's a cool thing to do the first time you do it until you really feel the ramifications. Because I remember doing something similar to my dad, and then it was both of them got bent backwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I
will never not remember the feeling of both those fingers going all the way to my wrists.
I think what it was is because I had the camera on my lap and I was opening it. So he's like standing where the camera is for me. And I just saw it out of the corner of my eye while I'm looking down. And I looked up and I'm like, what are you doing?
I've seen him do this with the guns. He's like,
Yeah.
You know, Fortnite, whatever. There's some play YouTuber that does it and on the children's app. But I now I'm just disappointed at the idea. Now, you had a conversation, you were saying, with a family member today.
Oh, yeah. It
doubles into what I wanted to talk about, which is the craziness with Donald Trump and his 200 executive orders within 2 weeks. And, you know, everyone's saying he's burning the, what is it? He's burning down the White House from the inside out with insurrectionists and sneaky shadow governments with Elon Musk. Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah. Did you hear the audio that I sent you while you were driving to work or no?
No.
Okay, so basically I was on the phone with a family member back in California, and it started on that topic, which since you didn't listen to it, I'll give you the quick rundown now. I've been stuck on my Kindle, but today I took a little break and I hopped on the TikTok. The first thing I saw is people hee-hee and ha-ha, and because all of the Coke products are still on the shelves untouched, like as if they just stocked the shelves.
Dr. Pepper is better.
Valid. But it looks like it just got stocked, but you pull to the other side of the aisle and all the Pepsi products are gone. Like
it's been like Budweiser
ran through. So, and I saw a couple videos back to back of that. I'm like, well, what's going on with Coca-Cola? Cause I'm out of the loop here. So I guess what happened was one of the warehouses, the big wigs called a meeting and brought all of the employees from the floor into this room for the meeting. Well, the big wigs leave, close the door behind them. The next people to walk through that door was ICE.
Is there a video of this?
Okay. I don't think anybody from the meeting had a camera on, but I've seen plenty of news articles about it.
Oh, well, here's from distractify.com. Wait, did Coca-Cola actually report employees to ICE? Sorting fact from fiction. Is this true? Can't really find any info. At the start of 2025, Coca-Cola found itself at the center of a boycott. President Donald Trump announced his plan to impose tariff on imported goods to Mexico. In response, Mexican-American leaders and Latinos launched a Freeze Latino movement campaign during urging the boycott major U.S. brands like Coca-Cola and Sam's Club. Movement carried extra weight given Trump's well-known love for Diet Coke. Shortly after Coca-Cola faced another controversy and the rumors spread, the company not only fired employees in Texas, presumably Latinos, but also reported them to ICE. Considering Coca-Cola's Latin American division serves roughly 530 million consumers, such actions, if true, would be boldly a risky move. But before jumping to conclusions, let's examine whether this rumor holds any truth. Did they report the employees to ICE? There's zero solid evidence to back up the viral rumor on TikTok, and Coca-Cola fired thousands of Latino employees, reported them to ICE, and had them deported in 2025. No major news outlet has picked up the claim, and let's be real, if something that big actually happened, you better believe it would be making headlines everywhere. And then there's a TikTok.
So fake news.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola decided to fire a bunch of workers, I believe it was in Texas, and not only did they fire them, but they also reported them to immigration, to have them deported. That is true, not true. Coca-Cola is not responding to it in either way, but the Hispanic community has taken note and is beginning to boycott Coke, and they're not buying it anymore. They were a huge customer base for Coca-Cola, and I've seen video after video of people saying, like, that's what we grew up on. That's what we were given, like, for every ailment, Coke healed everything. And now you're seeing them turning to Pepsi in a huge way. And Pepsi's like, come on, we've been waiting for you. So this is just another example of a company who turned its back on its customers and is cozying up to Donald Trump, giving Donald Trump that commemorative Diet Coke and attending and donating to the inauguration fund and things like that. And forgetting who actually helps them stay in business.
I'm going to stop it right there. I call bullshit. This is just some guy who says the new flavor of Ben and Jerry's MAGA tears. Like, that's the type of shit. And then he's posting, we are immigrants with 3 million views. This is just some TDS, you know, person on TikTok. And it says, let's also remember Coca-Cola is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, also means to disclose certain financial information. Why not all layoffs require public reporting? The massive termination of thousands of employees would almost certainly impact the financial performance of the company, meaning it would likely show up in SEC filings, which are available for anyone to check. And guess what? There is no such filings, no press releases, and no reports. So apparently they did lay off in Grand Prairie, Texas recently, 2021, 75 employees, and has nothing to do with this TikTok-fueled controversy. They were let go simply because the plant was closing. So I'm going to say fake news, I would assume.
Valid.
And this guy looks like one of those liberal snowflakes that sits at home going, the Cowboys didn't win this year. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Right. But anyway, so that's how the conversation started.
Okay. With our family member in California that we will not name for their identity protection purposes. Anonymity. Yeah, for their anonymity.
But then it just like, I don't know how it got here, but it turned on to Elon and his Doge workings within the White House.
Our Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
Our $1 billion savings plan that is actually working.
I don't know how it got there.
Billions. That's how it
I
got there.
I don't recall that it was I who brought that up. But anyways, they got very passionate in their discussion, saying that, you know, we didn't vote for Elon. He's not even a U.S. citizen. That's not his job. And I'm like, well, one, the president wouldn't do that regardless. It would be something that would be delegated to someone else. It's not, it wouldn't matter who you voted for in that sense. I was like, two, I think he is a citizen. I'm not going to stand 100 on that. I know he wasn't U.S. born.
Well, that's an easy, you know, thing. Is Elon Musk a U.S. citizen?
Elon Musk is a citizen of South Africa, United States, and Canada.
Triple threat.
Well, his mother had a
dual citizenship and whatnot.
Correct. Whatever. They were very passionate about it. I didn't have all the facts in front of me, so I just let them
ramble.
Yeah, let them say what they needed to get off their chest. Because
give me the TLDR.
Don't matter. I don't even know what that means. I'm old.
Too long. Don't read.
Oh. Yeah. So they just shorten. They go on their little spiel about it, upset about X, Y, and Z. So after I got off the phone, I thought to myself, I'm like, well, I was like, I know you have to be U.S. born and at least 35 years old to run for presidency. I know that. And I was like, so what do you need in order to sit on the House, for example? Mm-hmm. Then I looked it up, what it would take to sit on either the House or the Senate. Mm-hmm. So to sit on the House, you have to be at least 25 years old and a citizen for 7 years.
So since you were 18, hypothetically.
If I'm 20-something years old.
If you're 25.
Yeah.
You have to have been a citizen since you were 18.
Which makes sense, because if you are somebody who's born with dual citizenship, usually at the age of 18, you have to choose which one you're going to relinquish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then to sit on the Senate, you have to be at least 30 years old and have been a citizen for at least 9.
So 21.
So I was 30. Like, either way, with him actually having a citizenship here, he would still qualify for either House or Senate, even though he's neither, but
I will agree. Nobody elected Elon Musk.
But nobody would have elected anybody for that position regardless.
Yeah, it's not an electable position.
Yeah, that
it's a delegated position. And Donald Trump is doing a great fucking job at choosing his people, because the goal was to shake this whole system up. I don't care what they do. I'm telling you right now, as long as that tree shakes and shit falls out, and I mean shit, I'm happy. I just want them to unearth all the garbage. He released the JFK files. He released the MLK files. Nothing of like serious note, right? Nothing that wasn't in a conspiracy theory movement or a fucking James Franco television series from 2016, 1972. Pretty good. Point being, we saw these things and we were like, hey, this is what we want. And the president's like, you know, it's so fantastic. I thought of it myself. I was going to give it to you anyway. And then he shook the fuck out of it. And then a bunch of transgender surgeries fell out. And I'm not one to be like, you know, we shouldn't spend our money on people in need. But we shouldn't spend our money on people in need in foreign countries while people are fucking dying of fentanyl overdoses every corner.
Yeah.
USAID. Everyone's like, oh my God. Donald Trump is messing with U.S. government, financial, treasury.
Yeah, a lot of, like, the list of what Elon has displayed for us about what has been caught and stopped thus far is crazy.
That you didn't really care about, that we don't care about, that our tens of hundreds of millions of dollars have gone to. And just imagine a drag show in Venezuela. A drag show in Venezuela.
Yeah, that's what's crazy to me, too, is people are getting their panties in a bunch over the fact that Elon's doing this. And people who care so much about the Elon aspect don't give two flying craps about what's actually on the list.
Even if it wasn't Elon Musk, it would be some other guy who is an associate.
Like, I'm more concerned about, what was it, 20 or 100 million trying to find out if rats on cocaine are lonelier than rats that aren't.
And that
on
was
cocaine.
Only the public stuff. That was we already knew crazy testing bullshit.
Right.
But did you know that they are doing funding for transsexual surgeries on animals?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a real thing.
Yet I know, it was like 20 or 100 million.
150 million they've already spent on this. Changed the sex of monkeys and pigs and then given them hormone therapy to find out if they could
how they react.
Who in their right mind says, you know what, we should cut the dicks off of everything and just see if we can flip it inside out? Like, that doesn't seem like something... Like, cool, you want to mutilate yourself and do whatever you want. You feel like this is going to make you a person. You do it. You got a choice. You're 18 and above. You got a choice. I believe self-harm. Like, you want to do that? Cool.
Great. Live your best life.
Live your best fucking life. But when you're saying that I have to pay for it, and I already hate taxes to a degree that we can get into, but it's going to get me in trouble.
Right.
But the idea that I'm being forced now, I didn't even get a choice. If there's not a vote.
All these trillions in debt that we're in.
37 trillion.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
20 million for Sesame Street in Iraq. Kick rocks.
Okay. I could understand that. Let's make those kids a little happier. Cause if they grow up and they're like A, B, C, instead of like one, two, three, I saw the video.
No, I'm talking about one of the rulers. I don't know if it's a president or what their terminology is there, but somebody in Africa was talking about how Trump has cut off the aid that was going to them. And he was like, why are you crying? You're not an American citizen. You don't pay
your
taxes.
You don't need this money.
Like,
yeah. And he was a former president, the former president.
Okay.
And he's getting a lot of backlash because all these, there's a lot of African-American Democrats that are kind of like riling up right now, the American people. And they want you to be very upset that Donald Trump is looking at things in the White House and in government that he shouldn't have access to, that nobody should have access to except for the specialists, the people who are trained to do this, that haven't done it before they got the position anyway, just like the people that are being hired at Doge, which...
So not our commander-in-chief?
Not our commander-in-chief. And they're saying that they're going to take this violence to the streets, that they will rise up against our government that is now... This is how our government has become. Okay, watch.
Chuck Schumer, these Democrats are having a meltdown about saving money. Listen to this.
We have to fight this in the courts. We have to fight this in the Congress. We have to fight this in the streets. Stop the coup. Stop the grift. Stop Elon Musk. Shut down the Senate. Yeah! We are at war. Anytime a person can pay $250 million into a campaign and they be given access, full access to the Department of Treasury, we are at war.
We have convened here in the right place, the Treasury Department. We have got to tell Elon Musk nobody elected you.
Did anybody vote for a government of billionaires for billionaires? Stand up and defend our democracy. Yeah. What we're in the face of right now is an authoritarian takeover of our country, and we say hell no.
Right now, our budget.
I got a call.
Hold on, let me finish the thought on this, and then I'll let you get into it. So these people are outside the Treasury, calling to take it to the streets and calling for violence, and like they really are saying that Elon Musk is going after the Treasury. These stupid, pathetic, fear-mongering fucks that were for some reason elected to their position don't understand what DOGE is doing. And they don't have access to the Treasury. They have two staffers that have very limited access in the Treasury right now that just got access. DOGE has been getting access to USAID, USAID, and all these other little programs that they've found billions already. Mm-hmm. And they're calling for an audit of the Treasury, but they can't get access because the Treasury doesn't want to give them access. They're refusing. Hence the marches and all the people saying that Elon Musk is buying his way in. I'm not the guy to suck off Elon Musk. I think his cars right now are shit. You owe me a fucking battery, Elon. A fucking battery. I'm getting 220 when it says 320, and it's not even freezing right now. Big problem.
This is normal cold weather.
It's normal cold weather.
50, 60 it's outside.
60, motherfucker. But I still trust that he was appointed a position by a person in singular power, the single highest office in the land.
He seems to be taking that position seriously.
Seriously, when he has multiple companies and other things he could be doing. Sure, there's got to be some upside for him somewhere. I wouldn't do it without an upside. I wouldn't do it just for the love of country. It's not my country. Sure, dual citizenship, etc. But I truly think that he has some pride in what he wants the outcome of this to be.
Yeah.
I would have a little pride in the work. And it's all transparent. Everything is out there. Everything. If you want to know what they're doing, ask one of the 10 people on Twitter that are just telling people all day long what they're doing.
Right.
It's transparency. You go to Chuck Schumer's office and that, what'd you do on Tuesday, four hours after 9/11?
Classified.
It's classified. And if you ask me again, you'll be in a fucking black bag on your way to Guantanamo. And if there's no room, we'll send you to Venezuela.
Black bag on your way to Guantanamo. That is a very interesting adventure.
You should ask some of the people from ICE. Apparently, they're sending to Guantanamo. Other story. Not my business. We elected them to do some crazy shit. ICE is doing some crazy shit. Not approving of all methods.
I need to call somebody from California and just have them turn on the news. Because
let's see what's playing.
I'm under the very strong impression that what we see isn't what they're being shown.
Everyone, hold on. She's waking up. She's taking the red pill. Oh, shit.
Ugh, don't.
That's what happens, though. It'll be played here in Oklahoma will be so much different. Our national news here is so much different than California's.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of the Oklahomies doing hee-hees and ha-has about there's no love in Oklahoma for like the Dems because it was
red.
A red block.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that, I mean, facts are facts, red, blue, whatever, facts are facts, but there's obviously something missing. Mm-hmm. Or something, I don't know.
I don't know how people are missing this information. When it's readily accessible and you don't need to pay to be on Twitter.
Yeah. Like that's what I said when the election results were finalized or not called, so to say, when she receded it. I'm like, everybody is so up in arms and I'm like, what did I miss? Like, if you're seeing something that I didn't
show me
or yeah, please direct me in the, so I know where to do research next time if I'm wrong.
I think the craziest thing I saw today, we all know that there's staffers with DOGE and everyone's talking about it that are 19 years old. And the biggest consensus was if they're good at their job, let them do their job. They're obviously finding a bunch of fucking waste. The goal right now is to find waste and they're doing that. There is plenty of programs USAID has done that are value to our government.
Yeah.
And there is financing there for a purpose for humanitarian aid and things that we need as a government to stabilize foreign actions. I appreciate that. And I like that idea that we help out the little guys. What I realized is it doesn't matter if they're fucking 15 years old or they're 35 or 55. If they do the job and they got the merit and they have the grit to continue to do the job without bias, without anything else except for focusing on that task. And it turns out that one of the guys who's 19 now had made some comments when he was 15 or 16, buying domains.
Ignorant shit.
Ignorant shit, yeah. But he was a kid, you know?
Right. See, yes. I think about it when it comes to like a position like that is predominantly spent in front of a computer screen working.
Or going through files, et cetera.
Yeah, the inner workings of electronics. And I think that's just, for the most part, obviously there's always exceptions to the rules, better for the younger generation.
I don't think there's anyone in IT in the government that is over 35.
Yeah.
That's the point. They will either shift from that to another. But my point being, these 19-year-old kids have the backing of Elon Musk, J.D. Vance, and Donald Trump. And they're like, no, we support that they're going to do their job. Well, it came out that these comments were made by this 19-year-old under the pseudonym Big Balls. Big Balls.
From a page he created when he was 15. Are we surprised? 15,
16. Yeah, I know. You don't want to know what my pseudonyms were. If you knew my Xbox handle from 2011, I wouldn't be on the internet.
I wish I still had.
I'm not. We're not going into that.
I got locked out of Yahoo because Yahoo Messenger was big when we were.
Oh, yeah. I had Yahoo. It was the Superman. I couldn't get when I started it. It was the Superman 2001, but I couldn't get the 2001. So I made the 3001. And then I had the 3002, 3003, 4, 5. So I had 3001 to 3005. And then it was just those things were said on chat rooms. And yeah. If you could look that up, I'm so sorry. Yeah. But I was a kid. Yeah. So this kid made a mistake and hasn't done any of these things in 3 or 4 years, but now he's working for the government and he's doing the job. He's doing it real fucking well. And I understand the tactic that they're looking at these kids instead of the people who are 50, 40, you know, doing this job. Mm-hmm. They looked at the kids and they're like, oh, well, they're young enough to make stupid decisions. And CNN ran a piece on Mr. Big Balls. And he got fired.
That's crazy.
From Doge. And before I could hear about the fucking, what this kid did, I heard through a TikTok of the CNN running its ad that their journalism is so imperative to find out the history of these, you know, these heathens that are working in our government and blah, 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 exposing the truth and the nasty, gritty, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Kid made a mistake. Whatever, doing a great job for the government now. Let's attack him because he's saving the taxpayers billions of dollars with a B, billions. So you know what Elon Musk does after having to remove this kid for the backlash and whatnot? He's like, you know what? Let's take a poll. Like he does with everyone.
Should I like voting so much?
Like voting so much. You know, we unban and ban people based on this vote and it's democracy on Twitter.
Yeah, they like to yell that they didn't vote for Elon. So how about let's vote for this guy?
Let's vote for this guy. I think the voting, when I last looked at it, was near 2 million votes. 2 million votes at 79% for reinstate Big Balls immediately. J.D. Vance commented, as long as Big Balls does the job, then that merit must be strong.
See, what I think of with those types of things is like when I think it was when I was taking like the government classes in high school and they're trying to explain the breakdown of things and bills and blah, blah, blah stuff. Something the teacher said stuck with me. He was like, so say, for example, if tonight you have Taco Bell for dinner and when you wake up in the morning, Taco Bell is outlawed. Well, they're not going to arrest you because you had a burrito yesterday. It's after the fact type deal. So then I think about that. Like if he was 15-year-old kid, which probably idiot, because I know I was an idiot at 15, 16.
Me too. I cried to girls that, you know, yeah. Broke my heart.
So you can't get too mad about something that his intelligence just isn't fully developed at that point.
Well, then they're going to say the same thing. He's 19. He's not fully developed, right? I wouldn't say that it's not about being fully developed. It's about boys are going to do some dumb shit behind a closed door. Now, what you do, I would say a majority of boys aren't going to do things that are going to ruin their lives. This isn't something that like ruined his life. He didn't murder, mayhem, didn't hack a bank. This is making dumb comments when you're alone in your room in your boxers at 2 a.m.
See, our generation got very lucky.
Yeah, that if you MySpace, had the Xbox chats or the MySpace chats.
No, see, because
everyone be canceled.
What was good about MySpace was that if you posted something or made a bulletin or whatever it was back then, it was only existed for 2 weeks and then it was gone.
Yeah. Well, then you got the Wayback Machine that people started figuring out. Like I've looked at my Wayback Machine. My top eight was kind of weird. Just saying. Like I always had that your mom's my top eight because your mom was always on. I had one of my friend's moms on my top eight at all times. I was that weirdo.
Just to be a jabby.
Just to be a jackass. So I'd be like, your mom's on my top eight. And then I had a shirt made. Your mom's on my top eight. I think I got it from Hot Topic, but it really just worked.
I remember on my top eight, I always had four boys consecutively and then four females consecutively. And somebody that I more recently became unfriended with that you've never really liked.
Can we go back to the four boys?
What?
You just said four, like, was it just random boys, boys you were into or like?
No.
We didn't have to talk about this?
No. Okay. They were like, I mean, I guess now that I'm older, I realize that maybe you're not really friends with guys when you think you are. Like, oh, he's just a friend. I genuinely thought that. I know better now.
With every single female friend I had, and I will tell you.
That's cool. I didn't do any of that in high school.
Yeah, I didn't do it in high school. I got out of high school, but, you know, it's horrible.
By the time I got out of high school, I think the next boy, you lie.
No, I got I technically had options and then took my Chespy high school proficiency.
Right. Yeah. So I got out of high school and I think either that year or the next year, Facebook was the move. Mm-hmm. So, and I had already kind of like, I was running, I was in the
Facebook was 2009 for me. It came out in 2005 or four and five.
So 2006, seven and eight. Smartphones weren't really as smart like they are now. And I was always outside. So I wasn't even on MySpace.
Even
like
when
that,
smartphones were a thing, we didn't really stay on smartphones. We were more laptop people. If you didn't know, we've been together since 2010, almost like just past 2010, 2011. And it's been pretty consistent that we have not been like glued to our phones until we had kids.
Now I'm glued to a Kindle. You'll send me a reel about YouTube and I'm like, I'm reading. I don't care about YouTube right now.
You don't know what Mikhail and fucking Heaven Sent and all these people from like gay vampires are happening. I'm not putting that down. But the Doge kid, Mr. Big Balls, I think is going to be reinstated. I am voting for Big Balls. My whole point is that if I could vote for anyone in this,
a hat.
I would vote
America
for Big Balls.
America needs Big Balls.
I think they do. I think America needs Big Balls in the White House.
He wouldn't work in the White House, would he?
He's 19. I think he'd work in the fucking White House.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how young the person is that works in the White House. If I hated America,
the opportunity of being in the history there, if I hated the fucking government, I would still work in the White House just to say I did.
Just to have.
Just because I could say my big balls were in this fucking White House.
That's not real hate.
What?
If you would still take the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'd go more. If that was the case, I like McGregor's approach with the Paul brothers. He's like, I hate you so fucking much. I don't care how much money you have. Don't ever hit my line.
But he still hangs out with them.
Ugh, don't disgust me right now.
Yeah, McGregor still walks by, you know, like he can't wipe his ass, you know, the big. Oi, give me my fucking whiskey. You know, whatever it is. And he's like, oh, you make money? I make money too. I'm almost a billionaire. I got really fucking close and then I hit my wife.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, it's a fucking shame. He's 4 foot nothing.
Is he?
He's fucking tiny. That guy, the guy, he fights so good. Because he tricks people into thinking you could fuck him up by blowing him over. Like he looks tiny. You know what I mean? Like I would get really fucked up because he makes himself seem like I'm just like pretending all the time. Like maybe he's a little leprechaun.
I just finished a book with a shorty and they use that to their advantage because they're like, if you're small, you
reading.
Just got to.
Smut. No. I'm sorry. Every time like you talk about reading.
Okay. Now this sounds like different context because I was like, you got to get in where you fit in. I'm talking about literal fighting because these people are bigger. So they're,
I have to, we
gotta
have to
use the speed.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to get that speed in.
And instead of a sword dagger, your shorty fit in there.
It's not the size of the boat, but the motion of the blade. It gets the job done. But that's where I stand and all the drama with big balls. I think Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have elected for big balls to be in the White House running shit, to getting shit done for Doge.
All right.
It's a fucking, it's genius. I'm going to look up what this kid's real name is. Watch it be Eugene or something stupid.
Yeah, I haven't kept up enough on on that stuff. I'm 17 books in this year so far.
Yeah, how many books total?
17. I just started my 17th book.
Since Christmas. Or is that just this year?
The first.
Okay.
Right.
17 books since the first. 4 or 5 paperbacks since Christmas. Since Christmas.
2 or 3.
Yeah, because I know we bought you 3 and then you had 2 left over in your series.
There's some of them that I haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, but you I would say at least 5 paperbacks. Yeah, I would respectfully say you've read at least 5 since Christmas.
I read the last couple, the girlies will know, the last couple books for the Throne of Glass series.
Only read smut, 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 smut. The fucking Facebook is so funny. I love that girl who makes.
And then the most recent one was Onyx Storm. I don't want to talk about it.
So Elon Musk changed his icon to White House tech support.
He's a goof.
I fucking love him. I love him. You owe me a fucking battery, you mother. So, Musk's commando staff includes guys who are 21, 23, 24, and 25. One is 19 years old, and his job title is expert. When you were 19, what were you an expert at? Women. I'm sorry. That was me.
Weren't you married?
Technically. Wasn't she married? Technically. Women.
Children.
So it says, ProPublica says that President Donald Trump has given Elon Musk sweeping authority to overhaul the U.S. government bureaucracy and its operations around the globe. And it said, Michael Daly, Dell said, I started a company when I was 19. It's worked out pretty well so far. This guy is a multi-billionaire and he sold that company that he made at 19.
But multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to wait 30 more years to retire and enjoy things.
So David Sacks, if you don't know who David Sacks is, made another comment that says, sir, the Pentagon has failed another audit. It's never passed an audit. And then it says, send in big balls. And then Elon Musk is just happy laughing face.
That is, I remember hearing it's about kidding. That a couple years ago. I think during the Obama administration, I was hearing about how the Pentagon has never passed an audit. That's crazy.
Yeah, apparently Doge engineers are working around the clock. They've never seen such sweaty big balls.
You're having a time of your life.
I am. It's fucking hilarious. Apparently, as of 3 hours ago, there are tens of millions of dollars in media and software subscriptions paid by the federal government, by your tax dollars, that show zero usage in the accounts. So we just pay for these accounts and then they don't use them. Fun.
Get me some of that money back. I might be able to retire early. Send Elon a message.
I've already sent him a lot of messages calling.
Oh, I guess it's
calling him a cunt.
That's no way.
Oh yeah, I've been really pissed. Sorry, Elon, but you owe me a fucking battery. Like I bought an extended dual motor long range battery that says 320. I've had it when I got it up to 30,000 miles on the battery. It was at 270 miles. And I was like, damn, that's a big cut, 50 miles. And if you don't know the story, I lost 15% of my usage by the time I put a tenth of what was recommended on it to lose that amount of battery. Now I'm at 70,000 miles and I've got 65 miles of usage that has just gone from my battery.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I still can't get it over 220 miles.
I still with think
driving it perfect, all like if it was 75 degrees, preconditioned on the battery, perfect auto drive, everything turned off, lights dimmed, boom, 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 no audio, no air conditioning, driving 50 miles straight line. I could not get that more than 220 miles. That is sad. So it makes you think. Is this a ploy like apples and oranges and all these other fucking companies around the rainbow of fruits to try and get you to buy something newer? And I think it fucking is. It's a great marketing ploy. I've gotten more
update on Apple will just force you into a new phone.
That's where I come in as the third party who can get around it. And then I make $100 every time I update somebody's phone. Thank you, Mrs. Christensen. Today's tip was great. She needed help doing her tap with her little Libra blood pressure thing, and it was just Apple's fault for being on low power. It doesn't let you use the little scanner thing when it's in low power mode. So she just
can have a diabetic attack because.
Yep.
Oh my.
Yeah. Apparently, in low battery mode, you can literally not get the notifications or communicate with your fucking diabetic. It's a whole separate video.
It's a whole nother lawsuit.
Oh, I can't wait. Libra 2, get in contact with your boy. I got some paperwork for you. I charged a customer $35 today, and she tipped me $65.
What a beautiful soul.
Yeah, Miss Christensen, you're fucking amazing. I asked her for cookies. I was like, you know what would be better than $65? Your love and support in my time of sugary need. And then
grandmother's cookies. We gotta go get some cookies.
I know. Not even 15 minutes later, you know what she did? She brought me an iPad to double check and then paid me another $70 just to go through it and tune it up. And I fucking love my job sometimes. I love it.
The grandmas.
That's the grandma. We're the grandchildren for hire. Come see us in Woodward, Oklahoma. But I'm going to say my wife just threw me way off because now I'm looking for sweet treats.
Yeah, I have no chocolate.
Neither do I. I could be your white chocolate. Women. See, yeah, you learned a thing or two. I appreciate you coming on the podcast with me today and enjoying yourself. And then if you like this kind of content where we bitch at each other about everything in the world, drop a thumbs up, hit us with a comment, or email us and tell us how your world sucks, and then we'll cheer you up a little bit. We'll tell you what really sucks. We have children.
Oh my
God, help us. We're getting fucking big. And we'll see you next time on During Business Hours if we survive the children apocalypse that is sick kids in our house. Pray for us.